the 10th win in 11 games, and I think Matthew Dooney was your 37th player used. What's your sort of assessment of the league and season so far?
Well, it's been a good league for us. I mean, any day you get to the Division 1 final, you're doing okay. Unfortunately, you see the new juggernaut that's coming down the other side, but look at that's where they're at, you know. So we have to go there and see how you can manage to play against them this time again. We didn't do great here up in Celtic Park. Crow Park probably won't be any easier, but look at, it's great to be in the final, and to be in the final you had to be consistent, and we were consistent across the 7 games, and that's why we're going next week for a final.
On today's game, a massive point, they got back to 1-8 each and then just kicked on.
Yeah, it's been like that. I think in a lot of games we played this year, we threatened more in the first half than we ever delivered, and then even that we got the wee lead at half time and then messed up a few scoring chances and they got back to draw the game. We just felt we weren't just knitting everything together at that stage, and all it needed was one or two of those things to click, and then we would probably kick into some kind of form again. So I think we did that, and I suppose Lachlan Murray was very good today and kicked a few great points and got that goal, which is very important at that time. But we were creating plenty right throughout the game, but the last ball let us down several times, and we paid the price for that. That kept it a very close game and a game that was losable at that stage. But when we got a grip of it then and got the bit of a gap widened up, I think our players played with a bit more freedom.
218 from play is bound to please you as well, I'd imagine, out of that tally.
It's always good to be getting scores from play, yeah. There's no doubt about that. But look, it doesn't matter how you get them. If you are getting more from frees, you'd be fouled more. So maybe that's what happened, why you get more scores from play when there's not as much fouling going on. So teams are more conscious now of trying to be disciplined in their tackling, so they'll probably let you kick under pressure rather than commit a silly foul. So I think that's all good because it makes the game more watchable.
And having the 10 wins out of 11 with that volume of players that you've used, looking back on it, is that something perfect at the end of the league campaign, I suppose?
There's nothing perfect in this life, but it's progress. It's progress. We're introducing more players to this level of competition, and you are introducing them at the highest level of league football here, so that's good. But then the championship takes on a new life of its own, so we have to, you know, go and continue and try and blood a few more in the championship if we can as well, and see where that takes us.
I mean, is it the sort of game where you look like Roscommon were coming here, they're obviously playing for their lives, like, so is it from your own point of view, is it a strange game to prepare for that sort of one? Because we keep telling you that league finals don't matter, but you
No, it is always difficult when somebody has got a greater cause on the day than you have. Yes, you know they're going to come with all guns blazing, and they're fighting for their life, and they proved that for 45 minutes maybe. But you just have to get your head around that, and we couldn't be depending on results. We didn't want to be depending on results anywhere else during this league. We wanted to be in control of our own destiny, and we managed to do that throughout the league, and we did it today as well.
You looked capable of stepping up a gear when you had to. Was it pleasing that when the game was in the mix, that sort of fourth quarter, you sort of wheeled away from them?
Well, that is good. That is good that you can turn on a sort of a higher level of performance when it's needed, and there's days you can do that, and there's other days you won't quite get away with that. You need to be more consistent and playing at a higher level across the whole game. So, you know, we have to learn as we go as well, and obviously next week the level of our performance for the first 40-45 minutes wouldn't leave us in a very good place.
And you had Lachlan Murray there and Donegal Gilmore, another two putting their hands up again, you know.
Absolutely, we don't doubt Lachlan has great qualities and great skills, and with injuries and various things, he didn't get much game time this year, but when he got that game time today, he certainly took it by the scruff of the neck. I've been watching Donegal Gilmore since I come to Derry, and I really like him. I think he's a wonderful player. I think he's for a modern demands of the modern day football, he has a lot of things that are very good.
What was it, Mickey, that Dublin was so good at that made life difficult for his year in that game?
Well, the sheer skill sets that they have, and that belief in each other, and you know, the history obviously of Six of Ireland in the not too distant past, and you don't have that and not have like a good number of those players still playing. So they've been to lots of places and they've dug themselves out of difficult places, and they have a lot of quality. Their system of play is very difficult to deal with. They're difficult to break down and they're difficult to stop, so they have a lot of things to be dealing with.
and anything at all about like championship, I think it's three weeks after that for you.
Yeah, three weeks after.
That's a reasonable break, I suppose.
We're fortunate that you're not out the week after it or even 2 weeks after it. It's good to have 3 weeks after a league final, and we're pleased about that. But then again, that's a new ball game, and the Ulster Championship just takes on a life of its own. So, you know, whatever happens in the league, we know for sure it's not the kind of performance that's going to cut in the championship. We all have to raise the bar to a new level.
Is there a big benefit from having a game against that quality of opposition a couple of weeks before you go into an Ulster Championship?
There'll be a big benefit depending on the outcome. It could be a very low benefit if the outcome isn't anything that you would want it to be. So yeah, it's a challenge, and we see what they did today, and they're mean and hungry, and they don't take much sympathy on anybody else.
Jared McInnes.
Broken nose. Yeah. So that's unfortunate now. Very early in the game, so there you go. You never know what can happen.
It's hard to put a time period in them broken nose, is it?
It probably is. I suppose now with guards and things that people put on, and then depending on how much of a chance the person wants to take, maybe he can play in the not too distant future, but I'll leave that in the hands of the medics.
So they won't be featuring in a league final or anything.
It seems highly unlikely, but sure, who knows? Strange things happen.
Mickey, the latest chat is about doing away with league finals. Some people would like to do away with those. Now, you in your first year in charge led Tyrone to league final, now to league final, and now Derry. Mm. So, what's your thoughts on league finals?
You're probably asking a question you know the answer to. No, I don't. I think it'd be a disgrace to take away the league finals, and imagine as well for the teams down the leagues, the lower leagues, getting to play a final in Croke Park is just the highlight of their year, and probably as big a day as they're ever going to get. A lot of them. So why would you take that away? And again, I think it'd be an anti-climax if today the league was over and the team that's ahead would just win the league. I wouldn't like that. I mean, if that was in place today, we'd have won the league today. And I don't think that's the thing to get excited about. You go to Croke Park, you play in a final, and you win or you lose, but it's a big day out. And like finals are made for teams to challenge to get to. And to take it away, I don't know, what's the big deal? Like, but one more week's football, you know? If that only meant shoving the championship on a week, then so be it. Like, but I mean, I just can't understand it. I tend to agree with Kieran McGeaney that there's too many people whinging about today's football. And I think it's a very good product. And of course, there's always been bad games, and there's always days when the pace of the play is a bit pedestrian and people aren't really doing much with the ball. That happens. But that's not the norm. That happens from time to time. Look at the league this year. Look at the results. Look at the scorelines. I mean, that's good football. That's exciting football. That's entertainment. So I just feel that it's you know, I've seen a lot of football since the 60s, nearly in the 70s, and you know, if we go back and look at that today, it's not very exciting. But it was the best there was at that time, and everybody accepted that. I never remember a whole host of people looking to change the rules, tear up the script, write new rules, do everything. Just leave it alone for a change, and take out the positives that's happening in the game, and accept that there'll be negatives, and there'll be some games that won't be as good as others. And some teams won't be as efficient as others, or you know, as good simply on the field. That's life. Like, but just to go writing new rules because of that. You know, and some of the rules that are suggested are a bit crazy too. But anyway, that's a debate for another day.